This value of listening to chords is very, very great. Being able to unlock the chord, C, E flat, A, there's more of a value than just this, because every major and minor chord has its own feel to it, its own flavor. A major is different than B flat major, and then B major. What happens is, just as in the beginning days when we're culturing this pitch color discrimination and we're learning all the different colors of the individual pitches, when those colors are learned and we start putting them together in chords, then the chords themselves begin to take on a color or a flavor. I like to call it a color pattern, because every note in a chord, A, C sharp, E, is an individual color. And when we put them together, it forms a pattern. But pattern isn't exactly the word I'm looking for. Every chord has its own color. I call this chord color. On the relative pitch course, we find out that there are 8 essential perceptions for the established musical ear. And 2 of them are this sense of absolute pitch color, which is perfect pitch, and the other is the absolute sense of chord color. This pitch color and chord color are 2 of the 8 essential perceptions for the established musical ear. Because the chords have just as much of a feel to them as the individual pitches themselves. This is extremely helpful when you're listening to music at a concert or on the radio, when you can hear a chord and you recognize it's G major, and there's A major, and over there is D major. It's not that you're listening to the individual tones. You're not listening for D, you're not really listening for G, and you're not really listening for A. It's just that when you hear the A major chord, there is a quality, a bright kind of a quality about that A major chord, which just says A major. Once again, it's just an experience that you have to culture for yourself. But the point is that once we have developed our pitch color discrimination for individual tones, then these individual tones go to make up larger color patterns, or we can even say larger color sounds in the major and minor chords. Every chord has its own flavor. If it's a D9 chord, that starts to have a certain kind of a feel to it as far as absolute pitch is concerned, which is different than an E-flat 9 chord. Because all the colors go together to make up a different color sound in that chord. It's something you just have to experience for yourself. But when you're practicing the aural chord analysis exercises, when you're playing chords for your partner to identify, from time to time, do play major and minor chords. It's very tempting to always give your partner something very difficult, something like this, or something like this, or something like that, you know, that's not really a major or minor chord. But at the same time you're giving them these difficult brain teasers, give your partner the regular sounds. An A major chord, a G major chord, an A minor chord, a B minor chord. You can take whole days and do nothing but the major and minor chords, because they're the building blocks that we build music with. And when you can identify a chord immediately, A major, B major, you don't have to get in and figure out where the root is and then identify, oh, it's B on the bottom, therefore it's a B major chord. You just feel B major. This is a very powerful ear, and it will help you immensely with your improvising and your playing by ear. So I just wanted to give those thoughts on the aural chord analysis.